Listen up, team. Open water swimming in choppy conditions demands a complete departure from everything you've practiced in the pool. While pool swimmers rely on rigid, predictable breathing patterns, out here, you must adapt to unpredictable waves, shifting winds, and reduced visibility. The data backs this up. Olympic triathletes and seasoned open water swimmers average 10 to 15 more strokes per minute than pool-trained athletes. That faster, more adaptable rhythm isn't just a preference. It's the key to maintaining control and efficiency when the water gets rough. And that brings us to the core challenge, your breathing. Traditional pool habits quickly become liabilities in turbulent water. For instance, fully exhaling before you inhale strips away your lung buoyancy, causing your legs to sink and completely disrupting your body position. Breathing on a fixed side often forces you directly into oncoming waves, dramatically increasing your risk of swallowing water or triggering laryngospasm, that involuntary tightening of the vocal cords that can send you into panic. Add in common mistakes like lifting your head too high, relying on long gliding strokes, or overkicking, and you're creating drag, wasting precious energy, and breaking your own rhythm. So, how do we fix it? You need to implement specific technical adjustments, starting with your head positioning. Lift your eyes just slightly above the waterline, turn a bit further to catch clean air, and then snap back into a streamlined position immediately to minimize drag. Next, change where you're aiming. Instead of breathing directly to the side, breathe into your armpit. This simple shift creates a protected pocket of air right behind your head, shielding your mouth from crashing waves and significantly cutting down on water intake. From there, master bilateral breathing using the 3.2 pattern. Take 3 strokes between breaths, then 2, alternating sides consistently. This rhythm allows you to consistently breathe away from the wave direction while maintaining balance and steady oxygen intake. Pair that with a shorter stroke and a higher cadence. A quicker stroke rate helps you rapidly recover from wave-induced imbalances and keeps you moving forward without overextending your shoulders or breaking form. These adjustments only work if you build automatic muscle memory through consistent, targeted practice. You don't need marathon sessions. Just 3 to 4 20-minute blocks per week can dramatically improve your endurance and confidence. Focus on high-impact drills like the Tarzan drill, which strengthens your neck and trapezius muscles for better sighting and head-up swimming. Combine that with snorkel training to isolate your stroke mechanics and build the lung capacity you'll need for extended breath holds in rough conditions. When the water gets heavy and your rhythm breaks, use backstroke kicking as your reset drill. It allows for continuous breathing and helps you regain control of your pacing. Throughout every drill and every workout, focus on controlled, rhythmic exhalation underwater. That steady stream of bubbles does more than clear your lungs. It signals safety to your nervous system and maintains the buoyancy you need to stay high in the water. Safety and mental preparation are just as critical as your stroke mechanics. When waves start disrupting your rhythm or panic begins to creep in, your first move is to immediately slow your pace. Don't fight it. Float on your back or tread water, count your breaths to reestablish your rhythm, and switch to a safety stroke like backstroke or survival breaststroke. This conserves your energy and helps you regain your composure before pushing forward. Always swim with a buddy or a group. Wear a bright cap and a toe float for maximum visibility, and make sure you know how to signal for help by pumping one arm overhead. Never hesitate to request assistance before you become overwhelmed. Asking for help is a sign of smart racing, not weakness. Ultimately, open water swimming rewards adaptability over rigid technique. By consistently practicing these breathing adjustments, stroke modifications, and recovery drills, you will develop the muscle memory needed to handle rough conditions automatically. With proper preparation and a firm focus on safety over speed, choppy water transforms from a source of anxiety into a manageable, confident swim experience.